Also, we find ourselves at the end of Sif Dalid in Arachaim. So the Shulchan Aruch, again, still here discussing the halachos of Netilas Yadayim. So the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. This is in Simin Sif Chaf Aleph. Shulchan Aruch writes, he says, Sarach lizar betfilo ba'achila, shaloliga b'shok v'yerch u'mekamos hamuchasim ba'adam. He says, it's important for a person to be careful, both in terms of davening as well as before eating, that a person should not touch shok is the thigh, yarech is the leg, u'mekamos hamuchasim ba'adam, or any covered part of the body. Lefi sheyish sham memule zeo. Because ultimately, again, a person has sweat and dirt in these areas. V'chein shol lechacheich berosho. Similarly, again, a person should not scratch his head. Now, what he means is you can scratch your head, but the idea is if a person scratches his head, he may be chayif to do netila sedayim. Ava mekomos hamagulim berosho beponov. But any part of the body that is normally uncovered or exposed, so one is permitted to go ahead and touch that part of the body and would not require any type of netilas yadayim. So it is here that the Shulchan Aruch is introducing us to the concept that halacha lemaisa, if a person touches what is otherwise considered to be a covered part of the body, so a person would be obligated to do netilas yadayim. Obviously, we're talking about washing one's hands without a bracha, but nevertheless, there is an obligation to wash before eating or ultimately again before davening. It's very important halacha. So therefore again the Shulchan Aruch says, and this applies to any part of the body which is normally covered. So for example, this wouldn't apply to, let's say, the part of the arm that is from the elbow and below, because people wear short sleeve shirts. But if you were to go ahead and put your hand in your shirt and scratch your shoulder, or for that matter again scratch your head in the part that's underneath your yarmulke, part that's, well, the truth is when it comes to the head, the Shulchan Aruch understands that in general, one would be obligated to go ahead and wash. So this is a very important halacha. Again, simple standard. If it's a part of the body which is normally covered, and you touch it, you are chayiv to do netilas yadayim prior to eating, or prior to going ahead and davening. But if it's a part of the body that's normally uncovered, then halacha lemaisa, touching it would not generate an obligation for netilo. The Magen Avraham comments on this. He says, "Sif chav gimel in la'akpid mutar ligo biyada ad haperek hanikra kovdo b'tzavaro ad achaza." So he says, a person is able to go ahead and touch their forearm, and a person is able to touch the neck up until like the collarbone, because these are areas that are normally uncovered. Okay, Sif Chaf Beis. Im in lo mayim. Let's say a person has to do netilas sedayim, but a person doesn't have access to water. So what's talacha? Yekaneach yadav bitzrar o ba'afar o b'chomidi demanki. A person could wipe his hand on a stone or ba'afar. Afar literally means dirt. The dirt that he's referring to over here is really like a hardened dirt. And or any hard surface that has the ability to clean. In other words, any hard surface that if you wipe your hands against it, it will remove any schmutz that is on your hand. Now, in this case where you don't have water, but you have one of these other hard surfaces that you could rub your hands against, so you're obligated to do so. V'yivarech al nikios yadayim. And amazingly enough, you make the bracha of al nikios yadayim. This is actually quite interesting. So not al netila, because netila could either mean washing, or netila could mean natla, could mean a kliya utensil. So obviously in this case, I'm not washing with water, nor am I using a utensil. But because I am rubbing my hand against a surface, a hard surface that has the ability to clean, therefore halacha lemaisa, make the bracha of al nikius yadayim. And the Shulchan Aruch rules, the yoel letfila, such a washing, or such a cleaning, I should say, allows you to daven, avalo lahavi ruach rasha. But this does not help in terms of Ruach Ra. And this is actually exceptionally important. Because remember, again, this goes back to the beginning of this simon, where essentially we've seen two different motivations for Netilas Yadayim. There's the concept of Nikius, of cleanliness, and there's the concept of Ruach Ra, the spirit of impurity. Spirit of impurity is only removed with washing three times on each hand. Nikius can be accomplished even in this way, where you rub your hands against a hard surface so as to remove any residue that that may be there. So this type of quote unquote washing, or I should say cleaning, where you're rubbing your hands against the hard surface, you make a bracha on the kios yadayim, on the cleanliness of hands. This allows you to daven, but does not take away ruach ra. So therefore, again, because it doesn't take away ruach ra, when you would later on have access to water, you would be obligated to wash again in order to remove the ruach ra. So the Ber Hativ over here comments, he says, so interestingly enough, there are some who disagree with this, and there are some who explain that you still make the bracha of on the tilas yadayim, even if you're wiping it against the hard surface. Their logic is that this is the bracha that Chazal, that the rabbis instituted for cleaning one's hands before davening, or before eating. And therefore, even if you're not using water, but you're using some other surface, you would still recite this same bracha. Obviously, the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin that way. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that halacha lamaisa, if you're using water, you'll say on the tilas yadayim. But if you're using some type of other hard surface, you will recite al nikios yadayim. Last seif in Simin Dalit. Lo tiknu netilas yadayim el l'kriya shema tefila. The halacha is that Chazal only instituted that you have to wash your hands in the morning in order to say Shema and to say Shemona Esrei. Aval brachos de shachris, but in terms of the brachos of shachris, birchos hashachar, yachol levarich kodem netila. One would be permitted to go ahead and recite these brachos even prior to go ahead and doing netilas yadayim. So now, this is actually exceptionally important. So again, what you have over here, the Shulchan Aruch is telling me that halacha lemaisa, the only time I can, the netila of the morning is to enable me to say Shema and Shemona Esrei. But apparently, one could recite Berachos HaShachar in the morning, even without going ahead and having done netilas yadayim. So the Magen Avraham comments on this in Sif Chafav Kodem Netila, the Stam Yadayin Enom Psulos Labracha, Tari Mevarchen Ala Peros. See, interestingly enough, the Magen Avraham says, because we assume Stam Yadayin, even though we have a concern that halacha lamaisa over the course of the night, we have a concern that hands could touch covered part of the bodies, we make the general assumption that a person's hands are in a state of preparedness, and therefore, again, one could technically recite Birchos HaShachar. However, he gives a very interesting qualification of this. Ela imkin hu yashin al mitaso arum. Unless, of course, a person is sleeping unclothed, Sha'az asur lahaskiras Hashem ad shinake osam. In that case, if a person is sleeping unclothed, then you have to be concerned that indeed you did touch a covered part of the body, and therefore would not be able to go ahead and recite Berachos HaShachar before doing Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Again, the Magen Avraham writes in Sif Chav Zayin Arum, Shemistama Yodam Mitunafos Benigias Beis Hastarim. Person sleeping without clothing, Bipashtos, they touched a covered part, what should be a covered part of the body. Therefore, the hands are not fit for the recitation of even Birchos HaShachar, and therefore you would have to do Netilas Yadayim first. In Sif Chav Ches, the Magen Avraham writes, Shinake Osam, Bitzroros, Ubechom Midi Demanki, Umiko Mako Mekuma Yomar Moda Ani Lefanecha Malachai Bekayim Shechazarta Bineshma, Simichem Rabba Munasecha, Shein Bazel Lo Shem Lo Kinui. So first of all, this is a very important halacha. So in Ikar Adin, the Shulchan Aruch writes, that really you need the Tilas Adayim specifically for Shema and Shemona Esrei. But on a technical level, you could go ahead and halacha lamaisa, you could and recite Berachos HaShachar even without Netilas Yadayim. Unless, of course, you're sleeping unclothed, where we assume that you touched a covered part of the body, and therefore, halacha lamaisa, you have to do Netilas Yadayim even before Berachos HaShachar. The Magen Avraham seems to be of the opinion that essentially, if you're sleeping, you're sleeping. And that the same concern we had earlier, that halacha lamaisa in general, a person's hands roam around while he's sleeping, you're not conscious of which parts of the body you are touching, you're not touching. Therefore, halacha lemaisa, we don't really recite Berachos HaShachar or anything with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name until after Netilas Yadayim. That is why the Magen Avraham writes that Chazal were instituted the recitation of Moda'ani, or the text of Moda'ani, without the name of Hashem. Because it doesn't have the name of Hashem, that enables me to say it immediately upon awakening in the morning. I don't need to do Netilas. Remember again, the only thing I have to do Netilas Yadayim for is something ultimately... that has the Shem Hashem. Moda'ani, which doesn't have the Shem Hashem, therefore Halacha L'maisa can be recited and should be recited first thing in the morning upon awakening. Let's do Sif Hei, as it's a Simen Hei, excuse me, is that it's a short Simen. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, this is in Simen Hei, Sif Aleph. Yichavim bebrachas Perish Hamilos. A person, when you recite a bracha, you should have in mind, you should keep in mind the definition of the meaning of the words. And specifically, Kishiyaskir Hashem, whenever you mention the shame of Hashem, the name of God, which is the name of Adonai, Yechavin Perish Kriyaso Ba'adnus. You should have in mind the following definition, that it speaks to the mastership, the Adonus. Adon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of everything. Shu Adon HaKol. Ultimately, again, that He is the master of everything. V'chavin b'ksivaso. And ultimately, you should, even though, remember, the name of Hashem that is spelled out Yud Hey and then Vav Hey, we don't articulate that name, but rather, again, we read that name as Adonai. So, even though I pronounce it that way, when looking at the way that name is spelled, I should have in mind the Chavim Miksivaso Biyut Hey Shuhaya Shuhu Haya Hove Vihiya. Ultimately, again, the Yud Hey and then Vav Hey should remind me of Haya Hove Vihiya. God was, God is, and God will be. The eternality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is actually quite beautiful. So every time I mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should have specific intent, specific concentration. If I say the name Adonai, then I should have in mind that God is the master of everything. If it's the name Yud Hey and then Vav Hey, even though, again, I'm not enunciating the name that day, I'm still going to read it as Adonai. Nevertheless, I should have in mind, by looking at those letters, Haya Hovev Yeya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, past, present, and future. V'ubas Kiro Elokim, and when you recite the name Elokim, like Elokeinu, Yechavin Shutokif Bali Yecholos U'Balakochos Kulam. When reciting that name, one should have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is powerful, Tokif, Bal Yecholes, able, U'Balakochos Kulam, and has all the strength. So we see so beautifully that every name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings with it a different type of obligation for Kavana. If it's the name of Adnus, I have to remember that God is Adon Kol. He controls and is the master of everything. If it's Yud Hey and then Vav Hey, even though I'm not going to articulate the name that way, nevertheless, I have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Haya Hovev Yiyah, past, present, and future. And ultimately, again, when I recite Elokim, writes the Shulchan Aruch, I have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tokif Bal Yecholos U'Bal Kochos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-powerful. Every single time we recite the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have an obligation to try to have these kavanas in mind. All right, so we'll stop over here for today, and in Emir Tzashem, we will pick up with Sif Vav next week. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.